John Boy.
Special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving this needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Just stand tall, head high, because we need you.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen. The Freedom Train continues its celebration of black women. So we're going to continue our celebration of black women like we have been and like we will continue to do through the month of May, illustrating and showcasing the profiles of the women that we have been spotlighting thus far to show that all women are capable and deserving of being spotlighted, no matter how big or small their accomplishments are. We need to get into the spirit of uplifting our black women every single chance we get, and encouraging them to go after their dreams and go after their goals and become the women that they want to become, no matter how old or young, no matter how big or small their dreams may be. So, in the spirit of that, you know the deal. Lessons of the Screen is brought to you by PacSync through the Freedom Train Network. You can find us at www.freedomtrainradio.com or on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or basically anywhere that you can get your podcast. Be sure to head to all places and give us a review. And be sure to head back to the freedomtrainradio.com and let us know what you think there as well. And then be sure to head to www.pactsinc.org. That's pactsinc.org. Pactsinc.org. To show some love and support for our sponsors, they are a black activist and advocacy organization focused on developing the black community through a shift in culture, education, and economics. And as always, Lessons from the Screen as a frame of reference and perspective that is aligned with that of the black community. So the things that we look at will be looked at with the racial component involved and with some lessons that can be used to improve the community. Now, like I said earlier, this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we're going to continue what we've been doing the last two episodes, which is showcasing the women that we are spotlighting on the Freedom Train Network during the Black Women Celebration Month of May. Now, we're going to do things a little bit different this week versus last week. I'm going to read the names and the dates like I have been doing, and then I'm just going to give a brief summary of the women's profiles, and we're going to move on because I don't want to be redundant, and I feel like I'm being redundant in the commentary. We already stated overall what the goal of this thing is, and all of these women should know up front that if we can do anything to help you, we're down for that. Reach out to us, and that we love you. So with that being said, we're going to move on forward. So on May 18th, we chose to put our spotlight on Miss Angel Olufin. I hope that I'm saying that right, and forgive me if I'm not. Now, she's a young entrepreneur, brand ambassador, and public speaker, and has been a young trailblazer in the Tallahassee community. So for the past few years, Angel has used her event planning and marketing skills to plan grand openings for small businesses, coordinate nightlife events for college students, host toy drives during Christmas for underprivileged children, food drives to feed the homeless, and facilitate various networking events at Hotel Duval, Nefertari's, the Southern FAMU, the Window Garden Hotel, the Walker Ford Community Center, the Mint Lounge, and several other local venues. Now, Angel is constantly seeking different avenues to give back to the community. She has volunteered at women's shelters, mentored students, and marched in various protests throughout Tallahassee. She's been busy. So, and amidst all that, she has also found time to help several people launch and build successful brands. Now, she hosted her first networking event on March 2015 called Women Hustle Harder. And this event brought out several student female entrepreneurs and allowed them to vend and network with other local female bosses. The success of this event is what motivated Angel to start working alongside women in the business field. Years later, on December of 2017, she launched a platform called Boss Women Tally, a local female professionals, upcoming and aspiring for local female professionals and upcoming and aspiring entrepreneurs. Her mission was to provide women with networking opportunities, exchange knowledge and resources, build confidence, and receive support in their business and their personal endeavors. Since launching, they have done this more and more. Angel aspires to expand her career in motivational speaking and teaching women how to build and run a business. At just 23 years old, Angel continues to be an inspirational powerhouse and overall staple in the young professional entrepreneurial community of Tallahassee. So go to the website definitely and check her out. There's a link to her website there. I'm sorry, her Facebook page there. And she's definitely doing some big things. So, Angel, definitely we appreciate all that you do and we celebrate you. Keep doing your thing. So, on May 19th, we put our spotlight on Miss Christy Kennedy. Now, Mrs. Kennedy, is the owner of Queen Confidence, Queenfidence. I like that, Queenfidence. Queenfidence Image Consulting, and is a certified impact coach and licensed image enhancement consultant. She empowers female influencers through insightful and inspiring leadership development training. As a global transformational speaker, Christy is skilled in four areas of peak performance: mindset mastery, massive momentum, magnetic messaging, and potential maximization. I'd have said that over. Hold on. Christy is skilled in four areas of peak performance: mindset mastery, massive momentum, magnetic messaging, and potential maximization. Do it big then. Christy has a passion for igniting leaders who have reached a plateau with limitless possibilities. Her creative teaching style will equip you with confidence and clarity keys to break down your complex vision into daily action steps. In her words, small adjustments lead to big attainments. That's true. One minuscule act can create massive impact. That's true part was my words, not her words. Elegant speech, executive shine, and effortless style. Do it big then. Go to the website and check out Queenfidence.com. You can get that through a link on the Freedom Train Black Women Celebration page dedicated to Mrs. Christy Kennedy. Or you could just go to www.queenfidence.com. Do it big. So on May 20th, we put our spotlight on Dr. Brianna S. Journey. Brianna S. Journey. I hope I'm saying that right. It's spelled Journey, but it don't got the Y on the end. It's got two E's. J-O-U-R-N-E-E. There's an accent over the E. And we gonna call her Brianna. Her mama named Brianna. We gonna call her Brianna. Anyways. She is a graduate of Florida A&M University, where she received her Doctor of Pharmacy and her Master of Business Administration. She was the first student to complete FAMU's PharmD MBA dual degree curriculum that was introduced in 2010. Originally from Cleveland, Ohio, Dr. Journey is currently residing in Tallahassee, Florida, where she is completing her second year as an HIV research fellow with Florida A&M University and the Leon County Health Department. In this role, she serves as the AIDS Drug Assistant Program Pharmacist, ADAP, where she is responsible for dispensing and maintaining inventory of ADAP medication for Leon County, as well as provide medication therapy management services to patients. She also lectures students in the College of Pharmacy on topics concerning HIV and opportunistic infections. Additionally, Brianna is a credentialed pharmacist under the American Academy of HIV Medicine. Ultimately, she would like to work for a pharmaceutical company where she can assist in bringing life-changing medications to those who need them and help improve quality of life to those around her. Brianna actively participates in community outreach events and serves as an advocate and educator for HIV prevention. In her spare time, she enjoys long walks on the beach, candlelit dinner. I'm joking. In her spare time, she enjoys traveling the world and immersing herself in different cultures. So she's doing it big. You know, we told you in one of the other shows about, wait, I said I wasn't going to do no commentary. Can't help it sometimes, though. But do it big then, homie. Definitely shouts out to you. On May 21st, we put our spotlight on Miss Bianca Belebre. See, man, I've been speaking Spanish a lot lately, and now, like, rolling the R's is because... Anyways, so she is originally from Brooklyn, New York. And she lived in Kissimmee, Florida for a bit and currently resides in Tallahassee, Florida. These places made it very interesting growing up. And as somebody familiar with all of those places, I can definitely agree. Definitely interesting growing up. The cities are major highlights of my journey because they provided... The cities are major highlights of my journey because they provided me with exposure to the fast city life as well as simple Southern living. I've had the best of both worlds. I currently have a bachelor's and master's degree from FAMU. And I'm busy developing myself as an entrepreneur. Check out her marketing packages. In the blogging, modeling, and marketing industry. Thus creating a girlwithstyle.com. A girl with style, not with. The vision came from a place where all women and girls can receive information on style, on fashion, on fitness, on beauty, and motivation. A Girl with Style is unique because it is a platform in which every girl is represented equally. That is due to my strong belief that beauty, fashion, and fun does not have a size, color, or shape. In the midst of starting a blog, she became fascinated with marketing. This led to the creation of AGWS Marketing, which focuses on digital marketing. So on May 22nd, we put our spotlight on Miss Andrea Jeffcoat. Now, I'm going to commentate a little bit, even though I said I wouldn't. Forgive me. So, Andrea Jeffcoat is the public relations manager, producer, and engineer for the Source Radio Network and has been for the last 6 years. Now, we are, the Freedom Train Network is very, very good friends with the Source Radio Network and have been for a while. We exchange guests. We talk to each other. We're in an unofficial partnership, and that is largely due to the relationship that we have with Miss Andrea Jeffcoat. She's doing big things over there with the Source Radio Network and that whole crew that they have going on over there. And much, much, much shout outs and appreciations to all of them over there doing their thing on the Source Radio Network. But her responsibilities include booking guests, creating flyers and links. And they love bringing relevant issues to our community that mainstream won't report. She had no experience whatsoever in public relations when she started, but she's come to love what she does, and she has been very, very good at what she's done over there at the Source Radio Network. Dr. Samori Swaggart has a show over there, and he's somebody that's been a host on our network, and we're good friends with him as well. So definitely check out the Source Radio Network and definitely check out what they got going on. They have excellent programming. Professor Carlton Jones, actually, who has a show right here on the Freedom Train Network, Office Hours with Professor Carlton Jones. That show actually at one point was being broadcast on the Source Radio Network. Or he had a show on the Source Radio Network. It was On the Porch with Professor Carlton Jones. So when he canceled that show, he took a break from doing shows for a while. And when he started back up, so it wasn't anything bad with the Source Radio Network. He just wasn't really feeling Blog Talk Radio at the time. So instead of going back with them, he came over to the Freedom Train Network. But much love to the Source Radio Network. They are definitely doing big things. And if you are on Blog Talk Radio already, there is no reason why you shouldn't be checking them out. On May 23rd, we put our spotlight on Mrs. Rochelle Johnson and Unique Wonders. Blessings and welcome to Unique Wonders, a standard greeting you will receive from Rochelle Johnson, a Bahamian national born and raised in the Bahamas. Her background story is a very diverse one with direct roots from Vietnam, India, and Guyana. So rich in culture, her vision and dream is to influence all she meets, especially children. Being from the Bahamas and currently residing in Florida with her husband, Willie Johnson, and three children, Ryan, Riley, and Ryder. Oh, that's kind of crazy. Anyways, she stays true to her heritage by offering delicious shaved ice beverages inspired by flavors found in the Caribbean and yummy, authentic Bahamian cuisines. Her goal in life is to always be a blessing in her community, no matter where her community is in the world. She made the choice to move to Tallahassee, Florida. As she states, it was all for a man. After graduating with honors from Temple Christian High School in Nassau, Bahamas, she completed 4 years in biochem with a minor in physics at the College of the Bahamas and later was recruited to Missouri on an academic and athletic scholarship for soccer and track and field, brains and athletics. Boom, doing it big. There she studied business management and marketing. While attending school in Missouri, she met the love of her life, who happens to be a native of Tallahassee. Once they graduated, they decided to move to Tallahassee and plant some roots of their own. How you like that? From Missouri to Tallahassee. Never thought anybody would move back after leaving. I guess a lot of people move back after leaving. Anyways, the Johnsons opened shop in 2011, out of their home and started out as the neighborhood candy lady. And Candyman, and work mobile at events and mostly stationed in the south side by Piggly Wiggly parking lot. A year later, they registered their business as an LLC and was blessed to move into their commercial building located at 1330 Lake Bradford Road. For 6 years, Unique Wonders has taken part in various outreaches such as their back to school event, Children's Haunted Museum, and Small Business Saturday events. At these events, individuals in our community that need community hours are able to volunteer, and proceeds may go back to the children in the community. Rochelle is always in need of sponsors and volunteers, and interested persons are encouraged to contact her via email at Unique Wonders. That's UNIQUEWONDERS at hotmail.com. The back to school event is coming up on Saturday, August 4th, 2018, and donations, sponsors, and vendors and volunteers are needed. Rochelle's future goals for her business are to continue partnering with local businesses and to continue to provide hope for our children. Well, she is doing it big, and that's what it is. Go ahead now. And we like shaved ice, especially in flavors we never had before. You can go ahead and check out her website too at www.uniquewondersllc.com. Definitely look that up, get into it. And if you in Tallahassee and you ain't stopped by and get no ice yet, it's the middle of the summer, it's hot as hell, you might as well go ahead and make that happen. And then today, on May 24th, today is May 24th, right? Yeah, whatever. Today, we chose to highlight Miss Alexandria Washington. Now, Alexandria Washington is an award-winning health advocate located in Tallahassee, Florida. She holds a bachelor's degree in health science and a master's degree in public health from Florida A&M University. Her credentials also include being a certified health education specialist, community health worker, a Six Sigma Green Belt. All right. See my fellow Six Sigma, Lean Six Sigma people. I see you. Alexandria has been featured in Tallahassee Democrats' Journey Magazine, Black Matter US, Capital Outlook, and Orlando Advocate, amongst others. She is the CEO of Change the Narrative LLC, a health promotion consulting company. An engaging facilitator, Alexandria has delivered speeches on politics and health, becoming an advocate, creating generational health and specific health topics such as HIV, breast cancer, sickle cell disease, and mental health awareness. When not presenting, Alexandria is dedicated to community service and has served as Miss Black Florida U.S. Ambassador, a White House initiative on historically black colleges and universities, HBCU All-Star, and a Young People Four Fellow. Her dedication to the community service and advocacy has resulted in Alexandria being named one of Tallahassee's 25 women you need to know. And that is what you need to know. Thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of Lessons from the Screen. Again, next week, we're going to be spotlighting the last of the 31 women that we are going to be spotlighting this month, but that don't mean we're not celebrating all of the women. Definitely take time out of your day to hit up the black women in your circle and just say, you know, thank you. We appreciate you and we love you. I'll see you next week on the next episode of Lessons from the Screen. It's a special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Just stand tall, head high, because we need you.